Thank you. Yes, well, I hope you're all dancing around the room after listening to that lovely medley of tunes there from the Chieftains. That was actually recorded in at the Grand Ole Opry House in Belfast back about 1991, and included in this album is Roger Daltrey and Nancy Griffith, and there's some beautiful harp playing by the late Derek Bell there as well. So the Chieftains, an Irish evening. You're welcome along to an Irish evening here on Planet FM in Auckland, Access Radio Wellington, and our delayed broadcast on Plains FM in Christchurch. Oliver Leigh is my name, and the programme Ireland Calling is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group and World Exchange Communications. Lots of music on the programme tonight, so I hope that you can sit back and lie back without falling asleep and enjoy some great music. And up next, the first of our tunes here, a popular song amongst the listeners of Ireland Calling, is Sean Keane singing Home Away From Home.
At all last night I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had gone back too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. For the plane I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the tide's too full to find another sea. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years while waiting for the bag to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely on track when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days, and I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven. Some of them fell into hell. Well, I took shelter from a shower, and I fell into your arms. Whistling all its charms, I sang you all my sorrows, and you told me all your joys. In the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I hear you talking in my head. Well, I'm not singing for the future, and I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking about the first time. I never dream about the last. Well, now the song is nearly over, we may never find out. The measure of my dreams.
I told you there's no one above you. Well, my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun and all its glory races there with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter. You can make it better. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Brother, love is divine. And the judgment's mine like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one say, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me whenever I fall.
Yes, well, I'm hopefully you're enjoying the easy listening music here, Irish music. Just in case you're falling asleep, just to let you know you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting on Planet FM in Auckland, Access Radio Wellington, and our delayed broadcast going out on Plains FM in Christchurch. And that was Francis Black. Before that, we had Lord of the Dance, and we had Van Morrison singing Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. And to start off that piece of music, we had Damien Dempsey, and he was singing A Rainy Night in Soho. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of World Exchange Communications and the Hugh Green Group. And tonight we're going to have plenty of music and less chat from me. We're going to continue on now with a song not written all about a town not far from where I grew up in the west of Ireland. It's called The Fields of Athenry.
The small off this time. Come on. It's so lonely round the fields of Abbey Bride. Good night, God bless you. Thank you very
me to go. Then you wanted you. The open highway calls me back to do these things. When I'm traveling far away, your friendship I recall. And please, God, I'll soon return to home to Donegal.
was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure maybe there's something you learn, I'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned out the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died, had to borrow the money from a fill on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. Na na na.
Fantasy, are your fed or more?
Yes, the beautiful voice there of Chloe Agnew from Celtic Woman singing a beautiful song there called Nelly Fantasia. So I hope you've enjoyed the music tonight that you've heard on Ireland Calling. Plenty of uninterrupted music, and we'll go out with Sharon Shannon, and this is The Blackbird. So hope you've enjoyed the programme tonight. Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group and World Exchange Communications. You've been listening to us on Planet FM in Auckland, Access Radio in Wellington, and Plains FM in Christchurch. For me, Oliver Lee, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless.